This is Liv and Annabelle with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a team of scientists from JCU have discovered and named three unique species of praying mantis in the Congobatha genus. The species are all known as leaf-planking mantises that predominantly live in northern Queensland and Townsville. The publication of their discovery was published in describing the planking behaviour was to hide from predators against leaves. The researchers also discovered a species of mantis formerly thought to only be found in Papua New Guinea, found in North Queensland. The discovery marks that more than one mantis of the genus could be found in Australia, as previously thought.
The Queensland government has wound back a proposed ban on under-16s riding e-bikes and e-scooters. The legislation will be altered to allow those aged between 12 and 17 to ride under parental supervision, as well as raising the proposed pavement speed limit from 10 kilometres an hour to 12. The government proposed the laws following a parliamentary inquiry into the safety of e-mobility devices that recommend banning under-16s from using them. They're expected to be phased in from July 1st, with the ban on under-16s riding solo starting from August 31st.
In national news, Australia's population officially hit the 28 million mark today, according to the ABS. The population clock hit the milestone at around 6 a.m. this morning, based on a growth rate that assumes one person is added every 1 minute and 15 seconds. The ABS model also estimates that in 2026, the average age of the country is 39.72 years, with the female population 1.8% higher than the male population. The 27 million milestone was hit almost 2 years ago in 2024, while the 30 million mark is set to be hit in 2031.
Content warning for this next story due to references to mental health concerns and police violence. Members of the Royal Australia and New Zealand College of Psychiatrists are calling for urgent reform of the New South Wales Police Force after a Four Corners investigation last night revealed the treatment of schizoactive person during a violent arrest. Jodie Knott was suffering a psychotic attack during her arrest in 2023, which led to officers beating her to complete the arrest. Psychiatrists from the college say that the footage revealed on broadcast that were confronting and distressing, saying that mental health clinicians should be engaged for mental health-related arrests and call-outs.
In international news, Serena Williams is making her return to the tennis scene after taking an extended break since 2022. The 23-time Grand Slam singles champion has accepted a wildcard invitation to play doubles at the upcoming Queen's Club Grass Court tournament in London. Her partner is yet to be announced, but there is much anticipation. She has said, quote, "Grass has given me some of the most meaningful moments of my career, and I'm excited to be back competing on one of the sport's most iconic stages."
For your weather today, Brisbane is warming up now at 17 degrees with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band.
Hey, Annabelle, one last thing. Why did the chicken cross the road?
I don't know, Liv. Why did it?
Well, today it probably didn't. Today is National Rotisserie Chicken Day.
That's excellent news. It's my dinner plan sorted. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.